Well, coming up this weekend, folks in Oneida will be celebrating their walk through a winter wonderland with a lot of different activities going on, and a lot of folks are helping out to coordinate and get some things organized, and we're going to talk with one of them today. Jill Jessen joins us here this morning, and Jill, how long has it taken you guys to do all the planning in this? I know a lot of these events have been going on for a lot of years, but do you spend a lot of time planning?
Yes, we do.
When do you start?
Usually after Halloween.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of things have been done before, or arranged before, but a lot of it we've done in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily run itself. It does take some work, but fortunately you've got a lot of people who've done a lot of these things for a long time, so they really kind of have a pretty good idea of where things need to be. Is there anything new this year?
We're going to have a recipe walk from 3 to 5, and people go to different businesses and sample the food that they prepared, and then they have the recipe for the customer to take with them if they want it.
Sure. Are there a lot of people signed up to participate in that?
About 8 or 9, I believe.
Okay, good. Well, that sounds like lunch then.
Yeah.
don't have to bother with lunch. No. That's great. What time will that be held?
That's from 3 to 5.
Just about the right time to spoil your dinner.
Yep.
Well, there are a lot of things going on, I know, during the course of the day and night, for that matter. And you mentioned the recipe walk, but that's not the only food that folks will have a chance for.
We have a soup supper sponsored by the American Legion Hall, or it's at the American Legion Hall.
Sure.
There will be a bonfire with Caroline at the Van Shell Park from 5 to 6:30. We have CAM vocal students that will be singing in the park also, and Kennedy Plowman from Adair is going to come over and sing for a while for us.
Sure.
Santa will be at the library from 5 to 7. We have a Santa chase, which the Ace Club is sponsoring, and I'm not sure about it. I know there's chasing Santa down the street. So
that'll be something fun to watch.
Yep. Pre-registration's at 4:30 in the City Hall for that.
Okay.
PAC 61 Cub Scouts will have apple pies and hot chocolate to purchase.
Well, I'm looking down the list of some of the things that you've got organized during the course of the day, and it looks like there's so many different places where folks can go to enjoy some things. It looks like you've got a lot of participation from a lot of businesses and a lot of groups and organizations.
Yes, we do. We have the Holiday Hustle, too, again this year. They're starting that a little earlier at 2 o'clock. Pre-registration is from 1 to 1:45 at the community center. They have the live nativity scenes out at the Vice's livestock auction.
And that'll be what time?
4 to 4:30.
And a lot of people volunteer to do that, don't they? That's not the easiest thing in the world.
Yes, that's all volunteers for that.
I want to ask you about the luminaries, too, because that's something that's been a long-time tradition here in Oneida. You get a lot of folks that come around from quite a wide area to enjoy that.
Yeah. It's kind of nice with everybody on Chestnut Street with their lights and decorations. They're good sports about it.
Yeah, so many people do participate. Yeah. It'd be easy just to say, I don't want to do it this year, but everybody does. Yeah, that'd be a big hole in the neighborhood not to have somebody participate. It works out real well, and it really is beautiful. A lot of folks enjoy that. Let's see. What other types of things do we have going on? It sounds like, I know it's going to be cold outside, but it sounds like there are a lot of things you can do both inside and outdoors as well. And some of the indoor activities include a lot of things people like.
We have crafts for the kids. When you visit Santa, we have a couple different crafts, and then you can frost your own cookie. And the Tween Club at the library is going to have a lollipop tree. We are trying to do a 50-50 drawing. We're not trying, we're doing it. And then we have a kid's gift drawing. Uh-huh. You just put your name in, and we're going to draw at 7 o'clock, and you don't need to be present to win. And we also have sort of a little craft show going on at the community center also from 4 to 7. We have some local vendors that are going to bring in their wares. And
do you usually have pretty good participation with that?
This is the second year. We just had a couple last year that brought in, like, Pampered Chef and Cincy and stuff. But we've got, like, 3 or 4 that actually made crafts.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Now, there's a Scrooge contest going on here in Anita as well, so folks can look to... Can they still vote that day?
Yes, they can. We'll be letting them vote until about 7 o'clock, a little before 7.
Now, most of these events and activities that are going on are free for folks, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The Anita Town and Country will be selling cookbooks, too. We, as a moneymaker, we did cookbooks, and we've got them for sale. Make great Christmas gifts.
You know what? I just got mine the other day. I was really surprised. You had a lot of participation in that. A lot of folks provided recipes.
Yes, we had a good turnout on that.
There's just a lot of stuff going on, I guess, throughout the entire day. Well, I know you've got a lot of businesses that have come in to give folks an opportunity to get some of that holiday shopping done here early in the season. And I know it's going to be cold this weekend. We've all been told about the weather conditions and what have you. But, hey, it's Christmas time, right?
Yes, it is. 'Tis the season.
Yes, it is.
We also have hay rides going on again this year. Bill Brenton is bringing his tractor and his low boy, and Buck Run Lodge out east of town is having an open house, and I think they're in on the recipe walk also.
Wow. So you've got businesses, you've got veterans organizations, you've got kids groups, you've got businesses of different types, you've got just about everybody participating.
I did want to mention on the live nativity scene, the cost of admission is a non-perishable food item for the Anita Food Pantry. Want to help them out, too, this year.
Well, it makes sense. If you're going to see the live nativity scene, you might as well live the spirit, I guess, of it, too, and help out those other folks who need that assistance at that time. So really what it amounts to is, hey, the doors are open. You don't lock the gates at the city limits of Anita. Come on over, enjoy, and pick out some of your favorite activities and have some fun with it.
Yep. We also have Christmas trees and windows, decorated in windows, so... Walk up Main Street, I guess, or two blocks, whatever.
Yep. Keep your eyes open. You never know what you might see.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Jill, thanks a lot for all of this. We appreciate you guys putting all this together, and it sounds like you've got a lot of good stuff planned. I hope folks come out and take the chance to enjoy it.
I do, too.